Someday they'll play stadiums. For now, they're all ours. TheEdgeOnAir.com.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com.
We are here. We are excited. It's Pete and TJ joining you on this lovely... What day is it, TJ?
I think today... It's Wednesday.
Yeah, we're going with Wednesday. I can't even keep track anymore, but to say we're excited is an understatement. The My 2K Tour this weekend, this Saturday, I'm going to be there. TJ, did you get your ticket yet?
You know what? I didn't get my ticket yet. I know. I'm terrible. It's not that I don't want the ticket. I'm getting the ticket.
Well, here's what you got to do.
Okay.
All right. You got to call up one of your boys and say, hey, go on theedgeonair.com/contest. Enter for your chance to win. So that way, you know, he just happens to take you. But joining us now, we already talked to people, girls from Dream. We already talked O-Town. We got to end with the big one.
Oh, yeah.
Joining us now, Jeff Timmons. Jeff, welcome back to the airwaves of Chicago, my friend.
Hey, good to be on, man. That's a great intro.
Jeff, my 2K, I gotta ask. You toured a few years ago with New Kids. That was awesome. We had you on for that. Now you guys, headliners, you always been the headliners in our minds and hearts.
There you
so
go.
What was it like when these two, when this group got together? Because I think this, you know, because Dream toured with you before. I think this whole group of the four of you is just, this has got to be the most fun thing you've done in a long time.
I mean, that's an understatement. I'm not saying that to say it. I mean, we're having more fun on this tour than we've ever had in our entire careers. And I think a lot of it has to do with there not being any pressure on us anymore. You know, like in the past, you know, when we were out before, it was a ton of competition out there. Our lives depended on it. This was our career. This was everything. And since then, we've all kind of gone in different directions and done different things. And so, you know, this has just been a lot of fun. I mean, we caught the bug, of course, what you had mentioned. We went on tour with the new kids on the Block and our idols, Boyz II Men, a couple of years ago, and that had been the first time that we had been on the road together in a long time. And we were like, look, when our schedules permit, we're going to go do this again. And there are all of these nostalgic tours out that are having a ton of success. And we know our fans, you know, they were young teens when we were out, and they're all grown up now, and they love that era of music. And we thought, look, who better to tour with than Dream, who we heard had been reuniting, and we had toured with them before.
Mm-hmm.
And O-Town, of course, I just did some stuff with those guys and just love those guys to death. Great entertainers. They had been doing their thing recently.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know Ryan from back in the day. We were like, let's put it together and get out there and do it. It's been a great success for us.
Well, I know the My 2K Tour, hit him up on Twitter, on Instagram. You guys are posting every day at 98Official, at Jeff Timmons, to find you on social media. You had a surprise recently. You had Joey Fatone show up at one of the concerts. Might there be a surprise in Chicago? You
come
don't got to give it away.
There may be. I mean, you know, we've been doing that in spot. There are surprises throughout the show and every show and every location. But, you know, we might have something special up our sleeves in Chicago for sure. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about is I think we want to do something for your listeners. And, you know, we had talked about giving a ticket away and a couple of meet and greet passes, but I'd actually like to offer two.
Oh, what?
And two meet and greets. Yeah, and see if we can't get people excited about it and give something back to the fans, for our great fans of Chicago, that's been one of our most supportive cities throughout our career.
So did you just say a pair of tickets for the show and a pair of meet and greets?
Yep, that's what I said.
Wow. Flavor Flav!
Yeah, boy!
Flavor Flav! Hey, TJ, you better get your ticket, man.
I know, right? I'm slacking, man. I just text one of my boys now. I just text him. I say, hey, do me a favor. Go to the Edge on Air.
Well, the funny part is, before we brought Jeff on, we were joking how our wives took over. This may sound horrific to all of us out there. Uh-oh. I'm actually going with my wife's friends because she had to go into work.
Oh, no.
So it's me and my wife's friends. This is going down.
It could go real south.
I warned them.
Yeah, you better be careful. All those love songs we sing just might kick in the mood.
I know.
Might not be good for your relationship.
I know. Well, Jeff, like I joked with you 10 years ago, buddy, when I met you, we may have to bust out some Whisper This Way. I'm just saying.
Do it.
I'm just saying.
Hey, you know what, man? In fact, we might have to bring you up on, and you can do a cameo. And you can sing that song for me since you like it so much.
Oh my God! I'll tell you, I was telling TJ before I'm gonna have to burn him a compact disc version of "Whisper This Way." So go on with your life. I won't stand in your way because you know tomorrow there'll be better days. I'm just saying.
Boom, that just happened.
You and I think, are the only people that know those lyrics.
Well, you know what? I always say it got me through those times, man. It was like, you know, I was getting into the iPod phase, but I'm like, man, I'm going to get this Jeff Timmons album, and I'm just going to walk around my, you know, lonely college and just sing, you know, better days. It's okay. But anyway, back to the My2K tour. I you know, a lot of people are rotating in and out of the opening spot, but I know you guys all get together. This came together pretty quickly, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it did. I mean, we had talked about getting together for a couple of years. You know, we were all, again, doing different things. I mean, we're all pretty busy, not just in entertainment, but other businesses as well. But, again, we had so much fun coming back for the first time in 12, 13 years, being out there with Boyz II Men and New Kids. We're more of a huge fashion than being in arenas and sold out in 50 cities. And that way, we were like, okay, do we want to keep doing this? We do. And so, finally, our schedules aligned, and we're like, who can we put on this bill? It just kind of snapped into place. I ran into one of the girls from Dream in Hollywood, and she let me know that they were getting back together. And, of course, you know, did the Dead 7 movie. I don't know if you guys have all
heard
about that. Oscar-winning, award-winning film that I did with some of the guys from O-Town and the other boy band guys.
Yeah.
And so O-Town was getting back together, and I was like, we need to go on tour together. They're all for it. Those guys are the coolest guys on the planet, too, by the way.
Yeah.
And of course, Ryan, you know, we knew that him back from, you know, the post-TRL days with Joe, and he's a beautiful songwriter and singer. So it just was a natural fit for all of us, I think.
Well, a funny thing, too, is, again, we got Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees on the line. Rosemont Theater this Saturday, 7 p.m. Get your tickets still. Dream, in order to get back together, they did a rendition of "O Holy Night." And
I didn't know that.
They did. They released it to kind of get the feel. But I still say to today, the best remake of a traditional holiday song ever was 98 Degrees doing "O Holy Night" ever. And so I think maybe if they end up doing
TJ laughing in the background.
I love it, man. Let me tell you.
I did not pay Peter to say this stuff, man.
Let me tell you, Jeff, man.
He actually feels it in his body and soul.
He has been absolutely geeked about having this opportunity to talk to you today.
Oh, man. This is it, man.
I'm telling
you, man.
You
know, this Christmas. But I'm saying,
I'm loving it.
I think now if they end up doing a whole holiday album, the 98 Degrees Holiday album is one of the best-selling Christmas albums of all time. I think there needs to be some collab between Dream and 98 Degrees with a holiday song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We've been talking about doing that for a long time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in fact, it's come up. You know, people were asking us about new music with the group.
Yeah.
You know, last tour, we kind of put an album together quickly. Didn't get a chance to really promote it just because we were doing a tour. Certainly, that's not the way we've done things in the past. I mean, we put out a record first, then toured off of the success of the record. So, you know, we were a little bit skeptical of putting music out this time, but you know, we're definitely think we're kind of getting that mojo and that itch to do it. It just might be a new Christmas album, and of course, if we did do that, we would be collaborating with folks.
Yeah. And I'll just be your hype man in the corner, like, you hit that high note, Jeff.
Need.
You hit that falsetto, son.
But you certainly hype us up enough. So, I mean, we might have to take you up on that.
Oh, my God. So, but again, we got Jeff Timmons on the line.
Hey, Jeff, man, you know, I got to tell you, man, Pete has been ear to ear since he found out that this was going to happen today. And I got to tell you, I'm just sitting in here with him. Has got me super stoked as well. Now, I knew you guys were big time before Pete, but Pete is just, this is your number one fan right here, my man. I'm trying to tell you. If you didn't know before.
Well, we're lucky to have him. I got a chance to spend some time with him back in the day. We hung out at a bar. You
know, he was telling me a little bit about that.
Had a couple laughs, but yeah, I mean, he's a great guy, and certainly I hope you get to make the show. The show's high energy. And this show is primarily known as Balladeers, and of course we have all of our hits in there and whatnot. Yeah. But this time we've got a lot of high energy added into the show. So even the production on the show is a level up from anything we've done in the past, and you know, just been getting good reviews. Traditionally, guys like to hate on the quote unquote boy band guys, and the critics kind of always pan you whether you do a great job. We haven't had any bad reviews on the show, and just excited that it's being so well received. And I think part of it has to do, much of it has to do with that nostalgia factor.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Well, TJ already got his camo pants and 50 Cent vest ready to go.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, brother. It's going down.
Then you can jump right on stage with us, man.
Hey, it's going down, man. Let me tell you, don't tempt me. Don't tempt me, man. Hey, you know, you guys started back in like 97 and with your, you know, your opening and now to where you are now, this tour is your tour now. So when you guys are opening and you guys are doing things like with Janet Jackson opening the Velvet Rope Tour and things of that nature, can you tell me a little bit about how much your mindset has changed from 97? Obviously, you guys were, and now you're grown men. But outside of that, just being able to say I was doing things for someone else and now this is my tour, that's got to be a completely awesome experience and an awesome feeling.
It's an amazing experience. And, I mean, for us to have had been fortunate enough to open up for Janet, and to open up for some of these people to work with Usher, to work with Michael Jackson. I mean, we were completely blessed in that respect. So to come back and, after all these years, headline a tour, I mean, it's a complete blessing. I mean, you're exactly right. And it's a lot different. I mean, back then, there was a ton of pressure. I mean, it was you do this the right way or your career is over and you don't have another chance. Since then, we've all had families, different careers, different business ventures. Our lives don't depend on this. So it seems like, and in the interim, we've all performed on our own and gotten better as individuals.
Right.
So we've grown across the board. And you'll be able to tell when you see the show. We have fun the entire time, as opposed to like, okay, let's remember our steps. Of course, the show is polished and sounds great, hopefully. But it's just a blast. I mean, we're already almost halfway through this one, and we're like, okay, how can we keep this going? I mean, where do we go next? As opposed to, man, we need to regroup, you know. That kind of stuff was what went on in the past, and because there was so much stress and business involved, and certainly that's not the case in this endeavor.
Just remember, TJ, the hardest thing I'll ever have to do is look you in the eye and tell you I don't love you.
Oh, jeez. He's really pulling out all the stops today, isn't he?
My goodness. I hear it, man. I hear it.
So before we let you go, we got the hot seat questions here. Jeff Timmons, 98 Degrees, On the Edge on air.com, the greatest music you never heard. My 2K concert this Saturday, Rosemont Theater, 7 p.m. Jeff Timmons just announcing pair of meet and greet tickets and pair of tickets to the concert. Go to theedgeonair.com right after this /contest to get those tickets.
Don't bother now.
Jeff, now that we're at the hot seat, question number one, who's become the dad of the group?
Well, three of us are fathers. So Nick, myself, and Drew, we all have kids. Nick has two kids. Drew has two. And then I have five. I have two stepkids, two from a previous marriage. And I'm on my second wife. We have one together, so it's like the Brady Bunch at our house. It's pretty crazy.
Question number two, who drinks the most coffee now?
That would be a toss-up between Justin and myself. I know Nick drinks a little bit of coffee. Drew doesn't drink it at all, and Justin and I take highly caffeinated.
Yeah, Drew sticks to...
And yeah, of course, we throw alcoholic beverages in there.
Drew's like TJ. Muscle milk!
Oh,
protein shake!
That's right. That's how you live, man.
Question number three... Who picked up the steps again the quickest?
Well, I'm always the slowest and continue to be that way. Certainly Drew won Dancing with the Stars, so he knows what he's doing. I think that, you know, we kind of fell back into it. You know, Drew's wife's our choreographer, Leah. She's been our choreographer for years, so she knows our strengths and weaknesses, mm-hmm. mostly weaknesses. So she magnifies our strengths and hides our weaknesses. So it was kind of like riding a bike for us.
And question number four, who's the one that might forget a word now and again in the lyrics?
No, undoubtedly Nick. I mean, he will forget some words during
there
the show
no
at
hesitation.
Some point. And you being so astute with our lyrics,
yeah.
will definitely be able to pick up on it. But
yeah.
he doesn't miss a beat. He'll cover it up with something else, you know, and people won't really know unless they're like the diehard fans, which most of them are, but he kind of passes over it. And it's funny, he forgets words to these songs that we've sung a million times. So
I do cherish. Who do I cherish? You. I got it. All right, Jeff Timmons.
Exactly. That's one of them that he messed up. Keep an eye out for it.
Jeff, thank you so much for your time, my friend. We are going to see you Saturday, Rosemont Theater. And thanks for calling in, man. We got Rady Rahim coming up next with Eargasm. But thank you so much for your time here today.
Thank you, guys. Peter PJ, you guys are great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you in a few days, my friend.
Take care, bud.
Oh, brother. Thanks. Nice talking to you guys. Thank you.
All right. That was Jeff Timmons, 98 Degrees. Like we said, we got Rady Rahim coming up in just a minute. For TJ and I, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, Eargasm's going to hit you. Right
oh,
in the
yeah.
air, but
oh, yeah.
he's going to continue that momentum. We
oh,
have
yeah.
we have now a pair of, we have a pair of meet and greets for 98 Degrees, a pair of meet and greets for O-Town, four tickets to the concert
right.
from Dream. I mean,
right.
if people don't go this, half the crowd's going to be from us.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
Half the crowd's going to be from us. All right, we're going to take a time out. When we come back, like we said, Rady Rahim going to hit you up for the next hour and a half. TJ, you're sticking around, right?
Oh, yeah, that's me and my
yeah,
man's
he,
right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he doesn't go anywhere. So we'll be back in a second.